If you search for quat, ginger quat, and quat, ginger root quat, to find precise information about the two, you'll most likely conclude that these two terms refer to the same thing. In regard to this statement, we can say both yes and no. Yes, ginger and ginger root are technically the same ingredient or plant, but, at the same time, no, they do not share the same form and perhaps not even the same benefits. Let's now cut to the chase and tell you everything you need to know about the differences between the two. You may not think much of it, but if a recipe asks you to use ginger root and you use plain ginger, the result might not be what you expect. What is ginger? Ginger is a species of flowering plant of the Zingiberaceae family, which includes turmeric, cardamom, and galangal as well. This plant is characterized as an herbaceous perennial. This means that it has no persistent woody stems above the ground and lives in nature for more than 2 years. Originating from Southeast Asia, ginger is believed to have been introduced to the rest of the world about 5,000 years ago. It is regarded as one of the first exported spices from Asia. The plant can be identified in nature by its flowers with yellow petals and dark purple edges. Ginger produces false stems every year. These stems are made of leaf bases. Since these are pseudostems, they have nothing to do with the actual ginger or ginger root. What is ginger root? Ginger root is the rhizome of the ginger plant. A rhizome is, by definition, a modified plant stem residing underground that grows shoots and roots from its nodes. Rhizomes are often called rootstock and run horizontally underground. This rhizome is essential to the plant as it stores proteins and nutrients. At the same time, it is quite resilient, but in a peculiar way. Separating rhizomes doesn't kill the plant. Instead, each piece is likely to create a new plant, specifically because it stores nutrients. This process, known as vegetative reproduction, is used by farmers to propagate plants such as asparagus, hops, and ginger. Is ginger root the same as ginger? Ginger root is and isn't the same as ginger. The latter can either refer to the whole plant or to the spice, which is ground ginger root, while ginger root refers only to the root of the plant itself. In short, one is the spice, ginger, and one is the raw root, ginger root, usually found in our homes in dried form. Ginger versus ginger root, are there any differences? Ginger versus ginger root, aspect. The main difference is the form of each ingredient. Ginger root is plucked straight from the ground and has a knobby look. You can notice each rhizome is a thicker part of the root itself. The rhizomes are connected by thinner parts of the ginger root. The coat of fresh ginger root is shiny, and the root itself is hard to the touch. On the other hand, rotten ginger root has a dull coat, a dry aspect, and is soft to the touch, as a tip to help you choose the proper root. Ginger spice, on the other hand, is made of dried and then ground ginger root. It is usually bottled and can be easily found in the spice section of any store. Ginger versus ginger root, shelf life. Since both are ingredients, they do have a shelf life. Ginger spice can last for a very long time, about 3 to 4 years in proper conditions, for example, in a sealed container. Ginger root has a shelf life of up to 1 month if it's stored in the refrigerator, especially if it's fresh. You can freeze it to lengthen its shelf life. Ginger versus ginger root, taste. As you probably already know, fresh ginger root is not for the faint-hearted. It has a taste that's often described as sweet but pungent and spicy at the same time. It is usually added as is in teas to make it spicy. Ginger spice keeps a portion of the root's spiciness, as well as its sweetness. The overall characteristic flavor, however, is milder. It is worth mentioning that high-quality ginger spice can have a higher concentration of spiciness, flavor, and sweetness. It can potentially replace the fresh ginger root if need be. Can you substitute ginger root for ginger? Yes, you can. For recipes that ask for ginger root, you can easily substitute it with ginger, the spice. As such, 1 tablespoon of grated ginger root is equal to 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, spice. Other substitutes for ginger overall, both the spice and the root, are the allspice product, if you plan to use it for baking only, or a mixture of nutmeg and cinnamon, but, again, it is ideal for baking only. Is ginger just a root? Theoretically, ginger is indeed just a root in all its forms. Looking at the ginger plant, the actual and usable part of it is just the root. Then, the ginger spice is, essentially, dried and then ground ginger root. Ultimately, ginger, as all people know it, a spice used in the kitchen and not only, is basically just a root. Of course, it's much more than that for people who really enjoy its taste. However, scientifically, ginger root is not actually a root. As mentioned, it is a rhizome, an underground stem, and not a root. Interesting ginger versus ginger root facts that might help you someday. You can actually grow your own ginger plant from the rhizomes, ginger root, available in grocery stores. Ginger rhizomes are ideally harvested and sold, or consumed, after 10 to 12 months of development. You can plant and grow ginger throughout the entire year. The recommended period, however, is at the end of winter and early spring. The ginger plant can grow up to 4 feet tall. Up next. Horseradish versus ginger, are they the same plant? How many plants are in the world? Is parsley a perennial or annual? Cayenne pepper versus paprika, what's the difference?